Cold Ridge invite. I see had a couple of medalists, had a champion. This was a tough meet, some good teams involved, Coach, but your kids came out, had quite a few medalists, did very well at the second big invite of the season.
Yeah, we were pretty pleased with the guys that we took to Holdridge on a Saturday. We took six of our guys to the tournament, and three of the six guys placed in the top two. And so, we were very pleased with that outcome right there. 144 pounds. Tristan Campbell looked really good on the mat on Saturday. Racked up some tech falls, a couple of pins, and then his last two matches were some pretty competitive matches. Beat a kid from Columbus Lakeview that was a pretty tough kid, and then in the finals ended up beating a kid from Norton, Kansas that I believe got third place in state last year down in Kansas. Tristan won the match 3-2. And so, it was a competitive match, and Tristan was able to come out on top. And so he was the champion of his weight class on Saturday. And then you had Gabe Roberts, had an excellent tournament. He ended up getting second place, but up till the finals, he had pinned every one of his opponents. And, the first week at Cozad, Gabe had a tough draw in his bracket and went 0-2. But I told him, that the way that he had been practicing and putting in the hard work and everything, that the wins were going to come. And, to see him go out on Saturday and have the day that he had was excellent to see, and was the type of wrestling that I knew that he was capable of. He ended up losing the match in the finals to a returning state medalist from Broken Bow. But up till then, he was wrestling really well. And then Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight also had a great tournament. He got second place, ended up losing a match in the finals to a kid from Norton that I believe was a returning state champ from Kansas from last year, or at least he placed high down in Kansas last year. And Spencer looked good in all of his matches. That kid was a big kid, strong kid, came up short in that match, but Spencer took care of business up till that point. So he's wrestling at a pretty high level right now as well. Tice Hammerlin at 120 pounds. Tice is just a freshman. This was his first varsity tournament ever, and he went out there and got fourth place. And, that's not easy to do as a freshman in any tournament, especially a tournament like Holdridge that has, several quality teams in it. And so, Tice, has shown a lot of potential in the practice room. And we gave him the opportunity to go out there and wrestle varsity on Saturday, and he took advantage of it. And, we expect, some good things from Tice this season. He's a scrappy wrestler. He's out there fighting and clawing and scratching for every point that he gets. He just has a knack to come out on top in quite a few of his matches, and so that was good to see. And then we also had, Trenton Riley and Quentin Terry. They also wrestled on Saturday, and they picked up some wins for the team as well. And so all six of the guys, they wrestled hard. They got some good experience, got some matches under their belt, and it'll be good for them going into this week at the Valentine tournament.
And was this just mainly for your varsity at Holdridge? Did they have any JV wrestlers involved with them this weekend?
Nope. They did not have a JV tournament, so our JVs did not wrestle this week.
It's a monster week coming up this week, Coach. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, your JVs and your girls right back in the mats coming up starting Thursday.
Yep. This Thursday, we get to host our own JV tournament for our boys and a varsity tournament for our girls. And, our guys always look forward to that, and so do our girls. It's one of the few times that they get to wrestle at home in front of the home crowd. And so, hopefully we take advantage of that. since our JVs didn't get to wrestle in a tournament this last weekend. I'm sure they'll be ready to go this Thursday. They'll be itching to get out there on the mat. I think we're going to put about 10 or 11 JV wrestlers on the mat on Thursday, and so they'll get a lot of action on Thursday. Our girls should get some good quality matches as well, and then we're going to be taking a group to Valentine up north on Friday and Saturday, and we'll probably take about anywhere from 8 to 10 wrestlers up to Valentine. And you know, last year Valentine got canceled, and so you know, a lot of the freshmen and sophomores even that we're going to be taking, they've never experienced the Valentine tournament. We always look forward to that tournament. It's a great field of teams, and it's just a great atmosphere for wrestling. They really know their wrestling up there, and we always look forward to this tournament. And so I expect it's going to be a tough sledding. You know, every win's you're going to have to earn it, and we always look forward to it.
Yeah, good South Dakota teams, good Nebraska teams. This is always one. You always say, Cowboy Country, Coach, it's one of the toughest meets you have.
It is. You know, traditionally it's, you know, one of the tournaments that we circle on our calendar. It's a good measuring stick for our team and our individuals right before Christmas break. You know, Valentine's always got a tough team. David City's always got a tough team. Winter South Dakota comes down, and, you know, a lot of times they win the tournament. And, you know, there's a lot of other teams there, too. You know, you got Shadron, Gothenburg, Cozad, Amherst. There's 16 teams all together. The brackets are loaded with high-quality wrestlers. There's been some years where there's been 3 state champions in one bracket. And, you know, you got to have your shoes laced tight, and you got to be ready to go when you put your foot on the line this Friday and Saturday.